now headed to the ring from Orlando, Florida, at a combined weight of, what, really? Never mind. The Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I'm Rick, and Drew's over there on the couch.
Can't believe we've made it five episodes already.
I know.
Jeez.
It's like we missed a couple here and there.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens.
It does. Nothing we can do about it. So, today we're going to talk about our favorite pay-per-views.
Yeah. More specifically, as it turns out, our favorite WrestleManias.
Yes, actually, both of our top ones are both WrestleManias, so... I'm kind of excited to sit down and
I'm
go through the cards.
Yeah, I'm excited when you read the card to see if I can remember the results of these matches.
Yeah, and I have the results, so we're going to go. Do you want to go first with yours? Because you said you watched yours every single day when you were a child.
All right, so.
I want to hear this story. Oh, is something breaking? Are you trying to kill yourself?
I touched something.
Oh, you touched something.
There we go.
Oh.
Inappropriately touched headphone thing.
Well,
all right. So, my favorite pay-per-view / WrestleMania is WrestleMania 6, which, as we all know, is Hogan versus the Warrior.
Correct.
Title for title. Back in the day when I was a kid, I would get obsessed with certain movies or
like things. A lot of children do.
Yeah, and I would watch them constantly. So when I was very young. Early 80s, I watched The Muppets Take Manhattan once for an entire day. Like, I watched it, rewound it,
rewound it. Okay. And you wore out the video?
Well, I rented it from Champion Video.
Oh, not even
Champion,
Blockbuster.
Yeah. Then I moved on to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I believe it was sixth grade. I watched this movie. I did the same. Yeah, I watched this movie. I would start it in the morning before school, and I would finish it when I got home from school every day for the entire year.
Speaking of movie rentals, I know recently you made a stop. Is the movie rental place still next to the Quick Stop?
Yes.
Is it really?
Well, no. It's okay. Gone, but the sign is still
there. The sign's still there. Okay.
The RST Video sign is still there.
Okay.
I watched Bill and Ted. I would start it, and then I'd finish it after school. All right. And in 10th grade... I had a round robin going. All right, so every day I would watch either House Party 1, House Party 2, House Party 3, or Class Act for 10th grade for the entire first semester of 10th grade.
Okay, and you just rotated through them?
I would just watch them every day.
Okay.
All right. So.
Sounds like your childhood was interesting.
Oh, yeah. So as far as wrestling pay-per-views, this was the one I did that to. WrestleMania 6, I watched for a while every single fucking day. I couldn't tell you if it was for a full school year or a half a school year or a semester, but there was at one time
it
I was
just
watching
over and
this
over and over.
Fucking wrestling show every day. I just could not get enough of it. So, yeah, I'm interested to go over the card. I'm interested to see if I still remember who won what matches. Obviously, I know who won out of Hogan and Warrior. But
right.
I know Demolition's on the card.
Let's see. Is Demolition on the card?
Yeah. Absolutely. I can't remember if it's Axe and Smash or Axe, Smash, and Crush, but it's Demolition's there.
Oh, no. Yep, you're right. It is Axe and Smash that are on the card. But starting off, number one.
First match, the Curtain Jerker, as they call it.
Yes. Paul Roma versus the Brooklyn Brawler.
Ouch. No fucking clue. How this match turned out.
Paul Roma wins, defeated the Brooklyn Brawler.
Does it tell you how, like via DQ?
No, it actually, even the time is unknown on that match.
Ouch. That had to be some kind of dark match.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm trying to see. No, they do not have.
Where did this pay-per-view take place? Was this the one at the Sun Dome, the Pontiac?
Let's see.
The Sky Dome or whatever?
Sky Dome in Toronto.
So that was the largest audience for a while.
Yes, at 67,678 people.
Yeah, which we beat at our WrestleMania.
Yes, we did. So, the second match was Rick Martel versus Coco Beware.
I do remember this match, and I want to say the model Rick Martel won it.
You are correct.
All right.
And then you have Demolition versus the Colossal Connection of Andre the Giant and Haku.
Okay, so Haku and Andre the Giant, I believe, were managed by Bobby Heenan at the time.
Yes, they were, and that is actually noted in the notes.
I believe that, was it any kind of championship on the line?
The tag team match for the WWF Tag Team Championship.
All right, were Demolition the champs going in?
No, they were not.
Okay, so then they were the champs when they left.
Yes, they were.
All right, so Demolition won that match. I do remember that one.
Earthquake versus Hercules.
Ooh. The Quake versus Herc. I'm going to say...
And Herc was managed by none other than Jimmy, Mouth of the South Heart.
A man I hope to have on this show one day.
Yes, you have his card. You should give him a call. Card.
I'm going to say that... They went with the good guy in this one. I'm going to say Hercules won.
You are incorrect. Earthquake
Ouch.
Won.
Does it say via DQ or...
It does not say.
Bastards.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake versus Mr. Perfect.
Oh, God. If Brutus won this fucking match, it's a catastrophe.
He did. Mr. Perfect was escorted by Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yes.
There are a lot of dead people involved in this card.
Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Rewind. Let's okay. see. Just read real quick to where we're up to. I want to see who's dead and who's not.
Paul Roma.
I think he's still alive.
Brooklyn Brawler.
Still alive.
Rick Martel.
Still alive.
Coco Beware.
I met him last year, so I know he's still alive.
Demolition. Axe and Smash.
They're both still alive.
The Colossal Connection. Andre the Giant and Haku.
Haku is actually has a car dealership down here.
Does he?
Yeah. That's interesting. And Andre the Giant is dead.
Dead.
And so is Bobby Heenan.
Yes. Earthquake.
Dead.
Jimmy Hart is not.
Jimmy Hart's still alive.
Hercules.
Dead.
Is he?
I believe so.
I think you're right, but I'm not 100% sure. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Still alive.
Yes. Mr. Perfect.
Dead.
The Genie. The Genius.
Met him a couple of weeks ago.
Did you really?
Still alive, yes.
Okay, so Bad News Brown.
Wait, the Genius was, whose corner was he in?
Mr. Perfect's.
Oh, fancy.
Bad News Brown versus Roddy Piper.
Oh, God. Was this the match where he painted himself half black?
I don't know.
I think it was. And I think Piper won.
Is that what we're going with?
Final answer? Yeah, I guess.
It ended in a double countout.
Ooh. Piper, by the way, no longer with us.
Correct.
Bad News Brown, I
don't know. more dead people involved in this match. The Hart Foundation, Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim Neidhart.
Still alive and dead.
Dead. defeated the Bushoviks.
You're about to call them the Bushwhackers.
No, the Bolsheviks.
Who the hell are the Bolsheviks?
Boris Zhukov and Nikolai Volkov.
Who just passed away.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, so the Hart Foundation beat them, I'm guessing.
Yes, they did.
With the heart attack.
The Barbarian, escorted by Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Still alive, I believe.
Defeated Tito Santana.
Who is still alive.
I didn't mean to tell you who won that match.
Yeah, you just blurted it right
out. I just blurted it right out.
But you paused for effect, like I was still going to guess.
Dusty Rose and Sapphire with Miss Elizabeth versus Queen Sherry and Randy Savage.
Oh, my God. There's one person in that match that's still alive. And it's Sapphire. And I can't confirm if she's still alive.
I mean, we can absolutely click and find out. I just knocked my thing on the thing. Let's see. Sapphire. Nope. Dead.
Okay. Everyone in that six-man match is dead. Who was it again? The American Dream.
Well, it wasn't a six-man. It was only a four-man match, but there was an escort. Okay. Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire with Miss Elizabeth. Versus Queen Sherry and Randy Savage.
I'm going to say, God, Macho shouldn't have jobbed to him, but I'm going to say Dusty won.
He did.
Okay.
Queen Sherry's dead too? Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's been even dead for a while. That's right.
I think Elizabeth out of all of those has been dead the longest. She croaked back in like 2004.
I think you're right. 2003.
I knew I was an old-time pottery when she croaked.
Working, right?
Yes, I was okay. Working there. I wasn't just hanging out.
I was like, why were you? How do you know you're at an old time Potter? Okay, so Orient Express versus the Rockers.
God, I would hope the Rockers won that match.
You would be incorrect.
And I think that all of those guys are still alive.
They are. As far as the Mr. Fuji are. Is not.
No, Mr. Fuji's gone.
But Tanaka is, and yeah, they should all be. I mean, we definitely know that Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels are still alive.
Yes.
But they won by count out.
Boo.
So I'm going to guess Mr. Fuji had something to be involved with
little,
that.
The little powder.
Or something.
That shit.
Jim Duggan versus Dino Bravo.
Jim Duggan?
Duggan. Isn't it Duggan? Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Whatever. I knew what I meant to say.
Versus who?
Dino Bravo.
Dino Bravo?
Whatever. I don't fucking
know. I remember this match.
He was with Earthquake and Jimmy Hart.
I think Dino Bravo won.
No. Jim
Duggan won. Who I don't know why. Is still alive.
He lives in New Smyrna, doesn't he? Or lives somewhere on the coast.
Does he?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe we can get him on the show.
Maybe.
I know that Dino Bravo is no longer with us because he was shot to death when he quit wrestling to sell cigarettes on the black market.
Interesting factoid that I was unaware of.
Yes, find that on Wikipedia.
Sorry, I'm just looking up where Hacksaw lives. Apparently he lives in South Carolina. Okay. I thought he lived. Maybe he had a house here or something. I don't know. Next up is Ted DiBiase with Virgil.
Okay, while still alive.
Versus Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, God, that had to be a fucking barn burner. Fuck.
It was for the $1 million championship.
Then it was not. I'm going to say some shenanigans were involved where the $1 million man retained his title.
Yeah, he did remain did keep his title. Big Boss Man versus Akeem.
Dead and still alive.
Yes.
I believe
with Slick.
The Reverend Slick.
Yes.
I think Slick's dead finally.
Is he? Let's double check. I can look. It's an easy click. No, he is still alive.
Oh, well, good for him.
Kenneth Wayne Johnson.
If his name was Dwayne Johnson, he'd be more famous.
Yes, he would be.
I'm going to say I do remember this match. I'm going to say the Boss Man won.
You would be correct.
Justice was served?
Yes, justice was served. Rick Rude with Bobby Heenan versus Jimmy Snuka. Superfly Snuka.
Everyone involved in that match is dead.
Yes.
I'm going to say, God, it would be a shame if Jimmy Snuka won that match, but I'm going to say Snuka won.
No, Rick Rude won.
Good. Was it and with the Rude? Brood Breaker.
It doesn't Rude say. Awakening. The Rude Awakening?
Yeah, the Rude Breaker.
Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan.
Ultimate Warrior won that match.
Yes, he did.
60 minutes, featuring a 15 to 20 minute headlock.
Huh. They don't list it as a 60 minute match.
Oh, it was fucking forever.
22:51 is what they have it listed as.
Then it might have felt like 60 minutes.
May have.
There was like a 15-minute headlock in there.
So, yeah, it did. Well, I mean, like every one of their matches had
it was
headlock
forever.
Ever.
It was forever.
A lot of hulking up and flexing.
And to just polish it off, the Warrior is dead and Hulk Hogan's still alive.
Yes. Every time I drive by his beach shop, mm-hmm. I'm always like, you know what? I should stop in there sometime. And I never do.
I've been in there several times.
Well, that's where you met Jimmy the Heart, right?
Yeah, that's where I met Jimmy Hart. That's where I met Coco Beware. And I just hung out in there one couple times.
Yeah, I my office is right around the corner. I don't know why I've never stopped in, but
know what pissed me off is on my birthday, not last year, the year before, and I couldn't get it off because I was still new at the place I work now.
Right.
DiBiase was there.
Oh.
And I would have thrown down as much money as he wanted.
Just to go and get an autograph?
Meet. Yeah.
You don't even really need the autograph. You just want to meet him.
I just like the picture with him. I don't care. I'm not an autograph seeker.
I've got a bunch of autographs, but my dad got most of them. So
yeah.
And I've got very few wrestlers or people who've appeared in wrestling.
There's someone coming to MegaCon that I'm considering dropping heavy money on
Well, Jason Momoa is no longer coming. Yeah.
But it would just be for...
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, it would just be for a picture. I don't need his autograph.
Get a scribble? Yeah. That was mean. I shouldn't say that.
Well, you know, it's his life.
It is. I feel bad for him.
He knows he has Parkinson's.
Yes, as does the rest of the world. So, moving on to my favorite pay-per-view, WrestleMania.
Okay.
Is WrestleMania 3.
Hulk Hogan versus Andre Dr. Dre.
Yes, Dr. Dre, Andre the Giant.
And this, being that a little bit older, should feature far more dead people in it.
Yes, it should.
There should be a plethora of ghosts in this WrestleMania.
Yes, there should be. So I kind of have a funny story about this WrestleMania as well.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. That was fucking
that,
hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Thank you for telling that story.
So a couple of years ago, I'm at Sebring because I go to Sebring Raceway every year for the race. And there's normally parties going on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Saturday night, but Thursday and Friday night. Wednesday night is mostly people moving in. But Thursday, Friday night go pretty hard. And we walk by a campsite, and they have a giant projection screen set up.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has just a rundown of old wrestling. And WrestleMania 3 is up there. And we all just started, like, he got this crowd of probably 50 race fans surrounding his campsite.
Oh, really?
Just chanting and hooting and hollering like it's an actual wrestling match that didn't happen 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
Oh, like it was happening.
Oh, right. Yeah. And it was absolutely amazing. It was great.
Can I
was hammered.
Can I tell you a great WrestleMania?
What's
story
that?
Story about this WrestleMania?
Go for it.
I watched the main event with Jimmy Hart.
You watched it with Jimmy
Hart?
In the
Hogan shop.
Oh, did you?
It was just playing at the time. He was signing autographs, and he didn't have anyone there.
Oh, so you just sat down and started talking to him?
Yeah, we were talking to him. I got his autograph. I took some pictures with him. And me and my friend sat to watch the Hogan match because we were just like, let's watch the match. It's on. Well, I look to my left, and Jimmy's itching closer and closer.
He just wanted somebody to talk to.
And eventually, he's just sitting there with us telling us all about this fucking match. And I'm like...
This so you got the insiders thing.
I'm like, this is amazing. I have watched a match with Jimmy Hart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something you can put in your...
It's a feather in my cap.
Yes. So starting off, match number one, the Can-Am Connection of Rick Martel and Tommy...
Tito?
Uh-huh.
Tito? Was that his tagging partner?
Tom Zenick.
Don't know who that is. All right.
Me either. Defeated, I'm not gonna, because I can see who won and I'm not going to take the guess on it. Defeated Bob Orton and the Magnificent Morocco.
Don the Rock Morocco or
the Magnificent Morocco. I don't know. I don't remember that match to tell you the truth.
That's Randy Orton's dad.
Right. So, Billy Jack Haynes versus Hercules.
Okay.
It ended in a double count out.
Okay.
Haiti Kid, Hillbilly Jim, and Little Beaver defeated King Kong Bundy, Little Tokyo, and Lord Littlebrook by disqualification.
I like King Kong Bundy. Did you know that?
Would it be the Haitian kid, not Haiti Kid?
Probably. Some trivia. Here's some trivia that you may or may not know. Did you know that the producers or creators of Married with Children were huge wrestling fans? And that's why the Bundys are named the Bundys and the neighbors are named the Rhodes.
I did not know that, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, let's see. In that match, we know Hillbilly Jim's dead, right?
No.
No, he's not dead?
No.
I thought he was. King Kong Bundy is.
Nope, he is still alive.
Why am I thinking? Okay, so... Let's see.
I don't know about the Haiti Kid.
Yeah, I don't either.
Or Little Beaver, was
but
it?
But I'm trying to go back through the other ones. Rick Martel...
Still alive.
Yeah, Tom Zenick.
I don't know who the hell he is.
Bob Orton.
Bob Orton's still alive.
The Magnificent Morocco.
He could be whatever. Dead.
Mr. Fuji's dead.
Yeah.
Was
there a Little Beaver in there somewhere?
Yes, Little Beaver.
Okay. I hope Little Beaver's still alive.
Well, I wonder if there was one of the midget matches. I'm trying to remember back to it because they had Little Beaver and Little Tokyo.
Oh, maybe it was like a tag team between Bigs and Littles.
Right, which would make sense for Hillbilly Jim and those guys to be involved in it. Yeah. Harley Race with Bobby Heenan and the Fabulous Moolah.
Dead.
Defeated the Junkyard Dog.
Dead.
Yes. The Dream Team, Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine.
Both still alive.
Yeah. With Dino Bravo.
Dead.
and Johnny Valiant.
Don't know who he is.
Defeated the Rougeau brothers.
Ah.
Jacques Rougeau and Raymond Rougeau.
Rougeau.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Dead.
Defeated Adrian Adonis with Jimmy Hart.
Believe dead as well.
I think you are right. I'm going to click on him just to make sure.
I think he's the one that died in a car crash.
1988, he passed away. He was in a minivan with fellow wrestlers William Mike Kelly Arco, Victor Pat Kelly Arco, and Dave McGinley. Were all killed in the thing when they swerved to avoid a moose. Okay.
I mean, either way, you're going to die. If you hit the moose, you're probably going to die.
You probably are. I'm actually shocked that you were like that. You knew that. You have the most random wrestling facts.
I have a plethora of useless knowledge.
Dangerous Danny Davis and the Hart Foundation.
Ooh.
With Jimmy Hart.
Okay.
Defeated the British Bulldogs.
Both, as of 2018, dead.
And Tito Santana.
Who is alive.
Butch Reed with Slick defeated Coco Beware.
Bastards.
Ricky Steamboat George Steele.
2-2, rest in peace.
Defeated Randy Savage.
That supposedly is like the match of the century.
That match is wonderful.
I need to rewatch it because, yeah, I'm told that is like the match to end all matches.
That is my favorite match. Like even the intros of that match are wonderful.
Was Miss Elizabeth at corner?
Yes, she was.
She was hot.
Yes, she was.
Back in the day.
That was for the WWF Intercontinental Championship.
Yes. I believe Macho Man won or Steamboat won.
Steamboat won that one.
Oh, good for him.
Honky Tonk Man versus Jake the Snake Roberts.
Quote unquote greatest intercontinental champion ever.
Yes.
I'm going to say the Snake was never intercontinental champion, so Honky Tonk won.
You would be correct. But do you know who escorted? I remember this. But do you know who escorted Jake the Snake to the ring?
Jake the Snake?
Yes.
I don't know.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I believe this is the WrestleMania, I think, where Honky Tonk came down in a pink Cadillac.
I believe so.
Driven by Diamond Dallas Page.
I did not know that, but that is very interesting.
And it was his pink Cadillac. This was before
Page's kept pink Cadillac?
Before he was ever even thought of as a wrestler.
Huh, that's interesting. So,
that's a little diamond cutter of information.
I kind of have a funny story about this match, but it is Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff defeated the Killer Bees, which was B. Brian Blair and Jim Brunzelli.
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. The only reason I have a funny story about that is on my honeymoon cruise, we had to come up with a name, and we were partnered with a bunch of Canadians. And we came up with the Killer Bees, and we all had to come up with pompous bee names for our things. So I think Ruth was Beatrice, and I was Buford. And like, oh, yeah, I was like, it was. But because of the Killer Bees was the reason that we became the Killer Bees.
Nice.
So, and the final match was Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Dead.
Correct. Hulk is not.
And that would be where Hulk slammed
the Giant. That would be where he slammed the Giant.
A match won by Hogan that was almost as ridiculous as Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor.
Yes, almost as ridiculous.
Because there is no way in fucking hell
that Hulk would have been able... Well, I mean...
He would never have beat Andre the Giant in a fight. And I love you, Hogan. Don't get me wrong. You're my favorite wrestler of all time, but...
Andre was junk... Andre was drunk 98% of the time, so I would
take in a street fight a drunk Andre over a fucking sober
Hulk
Hogan in his probably early to mid 30s.
Yeah, but was Andre the Giant would have been in his
Andre
40s?
The Giant croaked when he was like 46, and that was like 92 or 3.
So, and this would have been 87.
So Hulk would have been 34.
I think the reason that this is one of my favorites is because it's one of the first ones I remember watching with my dad. Yep, March 29th, 1987. I was 5 years old.
Ouch.
Yes.
That flies.
Yes, it does. I was 5 years old. So, yeah, those were a couple of our favorite
wrestling,
yeah, events.
How many just in general WWE or regular different company pay-per-views have you been to?
Have I been to?
Yeah.
Not that many. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Bash at the Beach. I'm trying to remember. There was one. I want to say that there was a WWE one that we went to that was at the Ocean Center. It was a pay-per-view. I could have sworn it. And I'm completely
Bound for Glory with me.
Yeah. Oh, if you count the TNA ones, I would say
any type of pay-per-view.
I've been to like 3 TNA pay-per-views because they were free. That's really the only. I mean, for what I dropped on the on WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I paid for every single one of those other TNA ones that I went to.
Because
my WrestleMania ticket was like three something. I think it may have been $325.
That's fucking 2 car payments for me.
Yeah, it was.
You know what that was? I paid for my flight to New York and my hotel, and it was probably like $50 more than your WrestleMania ticket.
Well, this is how it happened. Everybody was like, "We're gonna order $90 tickets for everybody," mm-hmm. and apparently they had a max of 6 or whatever that you could buy. So the guy who was buying them ended up buying other tickets for the people who he couldn't get tickets for. And then because I was last to claim or because I whatever, somehow it was they were family. So they were all wanted to sit together.
Right.
But me and one other guy got stuck on the other side of the stadium from everybody else. Much better seats. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And we had access to the club. We had private bathrooms. So that part
is,
was
that
great.
Is what, that was worth the $300 right there.
Right. And the stage, the announce table, not yeah. the announce table, but the pre-show and like some in-between stuff during mm-hmm. it was right above me. Like we were able to walk in. It was inside the private bar area and everything. So I got to see like... Shawn Michaels and a couple other guys just up there doing interviews and whatever. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially at WrestleMania because they bring random people up. But yeah, that I wonder if they'll ever do a walkway that long ever again.
They do pretty long ones.
That was a really, really long one though.
There was one they were showing. I don't know. It might have been during the Royal Rumble when they were showing some flashback or something, but. It was like 5 miles long, and the fucking warrior took it down and still fucking like
ran
full
the
sprint. Still got that man's cardio must have been just fuck. No wonder he had a heart attack.
Yes, there is no doubt that there was. The steroids didn't help his heart any either.
His weird like snorting promos.
Yeah,
the warrior.
God, I miss promos like that, though. Like, I don't know. Sometimes they just get too...
I can't see Seth Rollins snorting.
No,
and calling to the Rollins Nation.
But Seth Rollins isn't that... Like, that's not his character, but I can see...
There's no real characters anymore.
That's
there's
true.
People.
That's true.
Who have personality traits.
Yeah.
I would love a character. I love a good character.
I'm with you.
Like, fuck it. Just throw... Just, like, one guy who has a job.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like who if there was a character.
Like fucking just change Samoa Joe to Custodio Dro. And he just fucking comes in
he
and
cleans he cleans the ring.
Yeah, and he just comes in and kicks ass and then cleans the ring.
Yeah. Comes out with a like a mop and bucket, yeah. Like that's his thing.
And he's the only one. No, everyone else is who they are.
It would be really funny if like they got the mop, like they put like a head on the mop so it was like his escort to the ring. Yeah, there aren't any real characters anymore. And I really kind of miss that. Like, I'm trying to think of who was the last...
They don't even have, like, just people that are batshit crazy that just...
Right, I'm trying to think who's the last character. Like, The Rock was a character. I mean, to a certain extent, he was...
But he wasn't, like, a character. Like, Gangrel was a fucking character.
Yeah.
And he was a character when they were starting to move away from.
Yeah. Mick Foley had like 6 characters. So, yeah. But that was his thing. That was his shtick. Was all the different Cactus Jack and
I would say somewhere around like 98 is when they moved away from like.
They should go back.
This person's going to have a character, and it's not going to just be like a per. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin was, he was a character, but he wasn't a character.
Right. Broken Matt Hardy?
Yes.
That was
a fucking character.
Yes. I would.
Bray Wyatt's a character?
Yeah. Okay. There are a couple of them, but it's not to the. It doesn't seem like it's to the level that it was. I mean, The Undertaker's a character, obviously. Yeah.
Gold Dust is still a character.
So I guess there are
people
a couple
just
of
don't
them.
Buy it anymore. I think that's the thing. You're not going to get people that watch wrestling now to buy a character.
But you know what? I think I would enjoy it more if I didn't have to buy it. Like if I'm like, it's so ridiculous that it's hilarious. Like that was what I enjoyed a lot about Attitude Era stuff, and you know, or like
when I was a kid, it was cartoonish, and I liked that.
Exactly.
And then when I turned into like a teenager, it was more like
teenage. It had angst.
It was like
there
swearing,
was angst involved,
and there was boobs, and there was everything, and. Now that I'm a freaking grown...
They're called puppies.
Now that I'm a grown adult, they're just like boring, dry people.
Yes. Kind of like adults.
Yes. And I didn't grow up, so I don't like this.
I'm 100% with you. So I think that'll brings an end to this episode.
All right. Well, there we go.
So you guys tune in next week. We'll have...
Which will be another week in March.
Correct.
The current week.
Yes.
Because it is March right now.
Correct. It is. It will be March 8th.
Hi, future Drew.
It'll be March 8th when the next episode is released.
And I know we have a special one for March 15th.
Yes, we have a special one for March 15th. Hopefully we have a special one for March 8th, too. I'm waiting for a message back from...
Would that be March 8th or would that be already in the can?
No, that would be March 8th.
Okay, all right.
So
that wasn't an episode that we already did.
No, that was one that we will need to do. So,
all right.
We and March 15th will be fun because we're gonna do some Irish.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it. There's four Irish wrestlers on the roster right now.
Do you know who they are?
Of course,
I know you know who they are, but I'm just asking our viewers: do they know who they are?
I didn't know the last one.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was Irish. Oh, so
we'll
talk to you people later.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Peace, love, recycle.
Fucking rock on.
Whoops.